ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಶುಭೋದಯ, ಗುಡ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಟು ದ ವೆಲ್ನೆಸ್ ರಿಟ್ರೀಟ್. ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಟು ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆಲ್ನೆಸ್, ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಲ್ನೆಸ್. ವೆನ್ ವಿ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಲ್ನೆಸ್, ದೆನ್ ವಿ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆಲ್ನೆಸ್. ವಿ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಲ್ನೆಸ್. ವಿಲ್ ಇಲ್ನೆಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಲ್ನೆಸ್. ಐ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿ ಮೆಡಿಕೇಶನ್, ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಡಸೆಂಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ವೆಲ್ನೆಸ್. ಐ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಮೆಡಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್, ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಇನ್ ವೆಲ್ನೆಸ್. ದ ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಮೆಡಿಕಲ್ ಟರ್ಮಿನಾಲಜಿ ವಾಟ್ ಯೋಗಾ ಇಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ವೆಲ್ನೆಸ್. ವೆಲ್ನೆಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಎ ಕಂಡಕ್ಟರ್. ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಕಂಡಕ್ಟರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಮ್ಯಾಗ್ನೆಟ್. ಮ್ಯಾಗ್ನೆಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಐಯನ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕಂಡಕ್ಟರ್. ಎಲೆಕ್ಟ್ರಿಸಿಟಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎ ಕಂಡಕ್ಟರ್. ದ ರೆಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಫ್ಲೋ is called as viscosity in fluid dynamics. We study about the viscosity. What is viscosity? Viscosity is nothing but a resistance to flow. In the electric engineering, we study about the current. When you pass the current from here, say if you are sending voltage from here, after few kilometers, how much electricity you get? What is the loss? The resistance to flow of electricity is called as ohm. In the resistance, it is called as resistance. Resistance is called as ohm. Viscosity in the resistance to flow of liquid is called as viscosity. And for the body also, in the body, there is a resistance to flow of energy. There are good energies there. We are not allowing the energy to flow through our body. There is a resistance. People may be talking about you do this one good, but I have resistance. I have inertia. I am not willing to take on that energy to flow through me. That energy is not flowing through me. There is a resistance is there. The resistance, the sattvic energy, it's a pure energy. Rajasic energy is a disturbed energy. Tamasic energy is a dull energy. These three energies are ever present in the nature. They are ever present in the nature. You are able to tap into the sattvic energy, provided you make a body and mind a conductor. Conductor to the right one. If you are not tapping into the positive energy, you are allowing the disturbed energy to flow through you, rajasic energy. If you are not taking the sattvic energy or disturbed energy, default is tamasic energy, lethargy, laziness. Laziness, that energy is flowing through you. If you are not doing anything, not practicing anything, not sadhana, default is tamasic or rajasic. Very disturbed, very agitated. In the work, I go to work, come back so tensed, so agitated. I go out in the weekend, I have no motivation to do anything. Tamasic energy, I have imbibed the tamasic energy. And in the workplace, other place, I am stressed out. Talking to the people, I get stressed out. Anxiety is there. Rajasic energy. To move from the tamasic energy, from the rajasic energy, you have to move to tap into the sattvic energy. Tapping that part is called a sadhana. Why sadhana is required? Sadhana is not exclusive to somebody up in Himalayas. If you want to be a good conductor of a positive energy to flow through, you have no option but to do sadhana. It is not an exclusive right of somebody in the Himalayas. Everyone needs a positive energy to go through. For that, you have to work through. Work through, and Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita talks about this energy, how it is working. Urdvam gacchanti sattvastha, madhye tishtanti rajasa, jaganya guna avritti, sthado gacchanti tamasa. When the body and mind are tapping into the positive energy, has become positive, sattvic, one starts moving up, consciousness elevates. That person moves up in life. Urdvam gacchanti. If you are allowing only the disturbed energy, that person no progress. Madhye tishtanti, that stays there. On the other token, if you are not doing any sadhana, the tamasic energy, it adho gacchanti tamasa, that person starts going down in life. The human life, body is not a good vehicle for that person. Unchecked, not doing sadhana, that person goes down in the life. Why sadhana? If you want to go up, you have to make the body and mind a good conductor so that you can evolve yourself, go up in your life. In the Taittiriya Upanishad, talks about what is wellness. It is talking about what is wellness. It is not talking about medication. It is not talking about doctors. It is talking about yuvasya sadhu. Yuva asya sadhu, yuva adhyayakaha, ashishto, dridashta, balishta, prithivi, purnasya, vittasya, ekamanusha, anandaha. It is talking about what is wellness. Bubbling with energy. Youth, prime youth, bubbling with energy. So much of energy is there. And the prime age and full of energy at sadhu, very down to earth. No arrogance of the youth. Yuva asya sadhu, yuva adhyayaka. Prime age, well educated, highly educated, highly qualified. Prime age, yuvasya sadhu, yuva adhyayaka, ashishto, the life is ambitious life, not a dull life. What to do with this one? It's ambitious to reach to great heights in life. Dridashta, dhrida means firm conviction, no wavering. I don't know what to do in my life, whatever happens, not that one. I have a goal, where I have to reach. Firm conviction, where I have to hit the target. Balishta, strong body and mind, not a weak body, not a sick body. Strength in the body, balishta, prithivi, purnasya, vittasya, everything in abundance, not in poverty. Has prithivi purnasya, whole world at the disposal. There is no shortage in life. Everything in his abundance. The prime youth on the right side, education is on the right side, and the conviction is there, and yuvasya sadhu, yuva adhyayaka, studied under a competent teacher. Not a wrong information. That person has studied under a competent teacher. Yuvasya sadhu, yuva adhyayaka. And firm, ashishto, ambitious, full conviction, full strength, whole world at the disposal of oneself. And that is called as wellness. Why wellness? That you may be thinking, I am not youth. I can't do. That first itself it is discounted. Yuvasya sadhu, yoga makes the dawning of energy in you. Yoga helps you to tap into the energy in you. That we do intense yoga, people 40, 50 also attending, they discovered the youthfulness in them. Practice of yoga helps in awakening the energy. Yoga purifies. Yoga practice helps in the purification of the body, purification of the body and mind. When the body and mind are purified, and purified, the most purest is the God. He doesn't remain in the place, dirty place. He wants to take residence here. As I mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita class, if you are bringing a guest to your house, you clean the house. If you want to invite the God in you, you purify yourself. He starts expressing. Practice of yoga, you start purifying yourself. When you start purifying yourself, He starts expressing through you. Why? Though God is there everywhere, He is not expressing through us. So much of impurity is accumulated in us. Mind is impure, body is impure. Through the practice of yoga, when the body and mind are purified, He starts expressing Himself through you. Jnana dipena bhasvata. We touched upon when that one, the light of knowledge shines out through you. Light of knowledge, one starts radiating the effulgence. Effulgence, that person's presence, around wherever that person goes, there is a calmness, serenity, glow, radiance, prosperity is there. Yoga helps in purifying your body. When the body is purified, body becomes flexible. Body becomes light. We say we can't do the practice of yoga. Body is so heavy, so lethargic. When the impurity in the body is there, body becomes lethargic. When the body is rid of the impurities, body becomes light, flexible. And when the impurities from the mind has gone, there is no stress, no anxiety. Glow, there is a smile on the face. When the inner purification, the covering to your soul is removed. There is a light within. Your soul is covered by so much of impurities. When the covering is removed, it starts reflecting the light of the Supreme Lord. Then your soul is called as an illumined person. Illumined person, the meaning of that one, that when the impurities are removed, it starts reflecting the divine energy. That is called as an illumined person. Illumined, nothing but illumined, soul is always pure in the jiva, but so much of impurities are covered. When it is removed, like in the mirror, I can't see the reflection. When I remove the wipe off the mirror, remove the dust, I can see the reflection. When the impurities are removed, it starts reflecting the positive energy, positive radiance. Yoga helps we all to reflect the divine energy through us.